The Americas. Lands, 55. Population, 910,761,124. Publishers, 3,575,123. Bible studies, 3,778,321. Barbados. Many parents find it beneficial to teach their children to memorize Bible texts. One family in Grenada had the satisfaction of learning how their 6-year-old son used a Bible text to uphold the truth that Jehovah is superior to all. The boy's father writes, "One afternoon when my wife Laura went to pick up our son Stefan from school, his teacher called her aside and said to her, 'I just have to tell you how impressed I am with your son. Even though I don't share your beliefs, I must confess that I admire how well he articulates his beliefs.' When they got home, my wife eagerly asked Stefan what happened in school that prompted the teacher's compliment. He then related that during the first session at school, the teacher made the statement that Jesus is God. Stefan then put up his hand, and when he was acknowledged by his teacher, he said, 'No, miss, Jesus is not God. The Bible says that Jesus is the Son of Jehovah, so he can't be Jehovah.' The teacher replied, 'Well, I believe that Jesus is the same as Jehovah.' Stefan then said, 'But the Bible says that Jehovah alone is the Most High, not Jesus. Only Jehovah is the Most High.'" He was quoting from Psalm 83:18, a scripture that we had previously helped him to memorize and to understand. Although the teacher is a very serious type of person, she was no match for a 6-year-old child armed with accurate scriptural knowledge. Ecuador. Several brothers boarded a bus to return home after working Quechua-speaking territory out in the countryside. Since the bus was equipped to play videos, they got permission to show the Quechua video about Noah and David for the many passengers, who all spoke Quechua. What a surprise for them to see and hear something in their own language. They were so attentive that when the bus stopped to pick up a passenger, they asked him to sit down quickly so they would not miss anything. At the end of the program, there were numerous requests for the video. Some passengers had Bible questions and wanted literature. Others gave their name and address so someone could visit them in the city. And all received an invitation to the memorial to be held in Quechua. This no doubt contributed to an outstanding memorial attendance in the area. Mexico. While preaching from house to house, Gabino, a pioneer brother, came to a home and knocked on the door. No answer. He knocked again, and then a third time. After pausing, he knocked a fourth time. The door opened, and an anguished man stood there crying. He immediately invited Gabino in, but could not talk because he was so upset. Gabino began to speak comfortingly about the good news, and the man calmed down. "Do you see that chair over there?" asked the man. "When you knocked the third time, I was standing on that chair. Do you see that rope up there? When you knocked the fourth time, I had the noose around my neck. But I took it off to answer the door. Thank you for persisting, because if you had not, I would have hung myself." He explained that he was distraught over problems with his wife. Gabino made arrangements for a Bible study. Usually, this pioneer knocks only once or twice at a door. But this time, his persistence, perhaps under angelic direction, brought fine results. Chile. During the campaign to invite interested ones to the memorial of Christ's death, a small child approached a witness and asked her, "How old are you?" The sister, somewhat surprised by the question, responded, "And how old are you?" The little girl said that she was 6 years old and that her mother had given her a letter to give to one of Jehovah's Witnesses. The mother had instructed her daughter to find a witness who was not a child, but who was not elderly either. So the sister told the girl that she was 25 years old. The girl gave her the letter. It read, "When you have visited my home, I have not mustered up the courage to answer the door. I am suffering from severe depression and have asked God for help. I have also tried to listen to your message and read the Bible, but it has been very difficult for me. I would like to study the Bible with someone who can help me get over a failed marriage. If you can help me, please come to my home this afternoon since this morning I am in bed. Thank you. That afternoon, the sister visited the woman and invited her to the memorial and the special talk, both of which were of true comfort to her. Since then, she has continued to benefit from regular meeting attendance and is making fine progress in her Bible study by means of the book, What Does the Bible Really Teach? And her 6-year-old daughter? She, as well as her 12-year-old sister, are also enjoying a personal Bible study. Puerto Rico. A sister writes, I was offering the magazines on the street when I saw a young lady putting air in the tires of her car. I approached her, but before I could speak, she asked for the Watchtower and Awake, saying that she loved to read them. Although I offered her a home Bible study, she said that she could not accept because she lived on the second floor of her mother's home, and her mother was very opposed to our work. When I asked for her address, she gave me only the name of the street. On another occasion, I went to the street and tried to find where she lived, but with no success. Then, one day, I went to the street and asked the neighbors if they knew a certain Nancy, a mother with 2 small children. To my delight, I finally obtained her address. However, I still could not find her at home, so I left magazines and notes for her. When I finally contacted her, she began to cry and said she wanted to visit the Kingdom Hall. She came and enjoyed the warm spirit of love among the brothers and sisters. She told me that she had been unable to respond to my earlier visits because her mother had destroyed my notes and magazines before she returned home. We began to study the Bible in the home of her sister, and soon Nancy was attending meetings regularly. Now she never misses a meeting. She has enrolled in the Theocratic Ministry School, and it is a delight to hear her and her 2 small children participate in the meetings.